Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD.
Rono.
It's your thing in the morning.
I am starting this show, this Friday Eve broadcast, here on the K92 Morning Thang with a major announcement. I don't even know what this announcement is.
I have no clue.
It's a big announcement. This is going to impact my life, your life, everybody's life. I am here to announce that I am moving.
You're moving?
I'm moving.
Like, to where from? What, huh?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet.
You haven't decided?
I don't know yet, but I can't go back to that house I live in. I'm moving. I can't.
What?
No more.
What's going on?
Everything changed yesterday, and I cannot go back to that house.
Everything changed.
Yes, I am moving. Because yesterday, my son received in the mail what he has been waiting days to arrive, his very own Garmin wristwatch thing that counts your steps. You know those
yes.
little things?
Uh-huh.
That, yeah, because all his buddies have this watch. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
He wanted to use some of his Christmas money to purchase this watch.
Okay.
And I am here to announce that I can no longer live in that house because I can't take it with him and that watch. I'm done.
Oh, that's his watch. He's happy about it.
Yeah.
He's excited about it.
I know, but the step counting is it's just ridiculous.
It's too much for you?
It's too much. I'm wishing for a lazier child. What I want is one that will just sit there.
He's just counting steps, and it's brand new, so just give it time.
Oh, I know.
They'll get over it very soon.
And then they'll lose that watch.
So what you're saying is I just need...
the weekend.
I need just to get a hotel.
Okay. No,
all right, just get a hotel. Maybe I'll get one of those ones, one of the suites.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are built for the long-term stays. If someone needs to stay for a week or two, I'll do that. Because he walked all afternoon yesterday. And that's fine if it wasn't just right in front of me. He's just hovering. He's looking at the television, just walking in a circle, walking, walking, walking. And every, I would say, 20 seconds saying, see how many steps I have now.
Mm.
And making me look at it. See how many steps I have now.
Aww.
See how many steps I have now.
But at least he's enjoying the watch.
Yeah. Yes,
you can make it not now. Let him enjoy a little while longer. And then you can make it unfun, like all parents tend to do with things their kids like.
Good. Yes.
Mm. Yeah. So just make it unfun. Like, you get you one. And then you walk around, too. It may not work with him because he's a little younger. Like, it would definitely work with your daughter.
Uh-huh.
Because she's at the point where she probably doesn't want to be around you guys as much.
So you're saying it's because I'm not cool. She wouldn't want it anymore because...
In her eyes.
Her loser father.
I think you're super cool.
Actually, you don't have to lie. It's
in
fine.
Her eyes.
Lay it on as thick as you want. It's fine.
But he still probably thinks you're a superhero. So it may take a little longer for you to uncool it for him.
He just kept jumping up and down. Like the noise. I'm thinking, oh my God.
Just doing random aerobic steps.
Again, you get torn because I appreciate the activity. But I don't want to hear about it.
Uh-huh.
And he kept telling me, look, how many steps am I now? How many steps am I? I'm like, I don't know, it was 20 seconds ago. Does it matter?
Yeah. Well, they get a new toy to get excited.
Yeah. So I'm moving.
back to it.
Maybe I'll Airbnb an extra bedroom in somebody's house for a few days.
Ooh, there you go.
If that's all it takes.
Like, why are you here? What brings you here?
Children. Uh-huh. Children bring me here. Yes, they've driven me
health
out of the
and
home.
Fitness.
Yeah.
They have. So if anyone in your house is currently driving you nuts, feel free to let us know what it is. 5-2-3-5-3. It doesn't have to be a child. It's usually a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it could be a spouse or a dog that just won't stop looking at you. Whatever it is. 5-2-3-5-3. Diamond of the day is on the way. What is it?
Okay, so this couple, they're getting a divorce for a very bizarre reason.
Okay. They've had it with each other.
But it's something that he's doing.
Did somebody get a Garmin?
No.
Yeah.
But
that
I mean,
what happens? Stop counting his steps.
I'm counting.
That's it. We're getting a divorce, and the reason is the diamond of the day.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
A Taiwanese man says that he must divorce his wife.
Okay.
Because of the diamond of the day. So I made it sound like it was Monica's bit caused them to get a divorce.
He said he has to.
Possible. I think it's possible.
Because she's only bathing once a year. And he said it is psychological, I won't say warfare, torture.
Yeah,
that's warfare.
Yes.
Psychological terrorism is what you were about to say.
It is.
But he said he can't take it. When they first started dating, it was once a week and he could deal with it. He said, but after they got married, it turned into once a year somehow. And he said, I can't deal. It's just too much.
Once a year.
Once a year. And as a lady... Once a year, really?
Okay, as a man, once
a man,
a year, really,
yeah,
okay?
But I mean... But
we have crevices, too.
So many nooks and crannies. So many nooks and crannies.
Right, a lot of them. Yeah.
And what an event that yearly bath would be.
But yeah. The thing is, he was okay when they were dating and it was once a week. He was
once
like,
a week still isn't enough.
Once a week,
he was like, I'm okay. That tang's all right with me.
At some point, it had to become once a month.
Uh-huh.
You would think. And then it became once every 2 months.
Or she just stopped. Like, okay, we're married now. I'm done. I'm done taking showers.
But did she say, I'm still going to do it once a year? Did she make that declaration? Because it feels like you would.
Yeah.
That's your proclamation right there. That you're going to go ahead and
do that. And she wanted him to stay home, too.
And just smell her.
And just
be stuck in it.
Stuck in the funk. Once a year.
Like that Charlie Brown character. Yeah. With like all that dust or whatever.
She probably has a great immune system.
No, she has a great nothing.
No, she has a great nothing.
She does. She probably does.
This is going to be one of these people, too.
Being in a shower doesn't keep you from getting... Getting in a shower doesn't keep you from getting sick.
But you're the carrier. You're the one you get everyone else.
She ain't going nowhere.
That's good.
She's
going
to be one of those people that tries to argue, I don't smell, you know, deodorant is what makes you smell because it did blah, blah of the antibodies and whatever. No, you smell.
No, yeah. I would say no. Deodorant does make you smell. Makes you smell good. Yeah. Put some on.
If you don't bathe, I would say the minimum requirement of human life is every other day. For the most part, every other day. That should be at least your regular schedule. If there's somebody listening whose schedule is longer than that, I'm curious.
Yeah. How does that work?
How?
Because this guy, he also tried to get away because he got a job in another city. And so he had to travel away.
I would. I don't care. It'd be like
the minimum wage.
Like,
no. So he had to move back into town and work. You know, actually go home.
Yeah. I wouldn't go home. Again, see, I told you, I'm moving. This guy can move, too. He needs a new house.
Oh,
he needs
gosh.
To go away. Yeah, if you shower less than every other day, I would like to know why. 5-2-3-5-3.
Is there a period in your life that you've ever, like, showered a little more sparingly than you do now? I remember my freshman year at Virginia Tech when this winter up there would hit me. Don't look at me like that. Showering in a dorm room shower at Virginia Tech where there's like 600 people on the floor.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's 10 degrees outside. Uh-huh. Like, those are some of the most challenging things. So for those, every once in a while, I would go like 2 days, maybe 3 days without taking a shower.
Disgust me.
I would.
Gross.
It was
like my freshman year. Uh-huh. Can you believe
once
this?
Once a week.
I didn't say once a week.
Basically once a week.
I said 2 to 3 days.
Next thing you know, we're going to find out he's going to have his annual bath party over here.
No, it's not. You're invited. Weaker. I got balloons. Mm-hmm.
Only on holidays.
I can see it now. Antoine's going to be at the next promotions meeting. We're going to do an event. It's called Antoine's Annual Bath.
And we'll all gather together. I would shower on Monday and then like maybe not again until like maybe Thursday. That was like a week in freshman year.
You're making my coffee taste worse.
I can't
even.
I was a child and I wasn't smart.
So if you're as gross as Antoine, 5-2-3-5-3, make him feel better. Now, I know some ladies don't wash their hair for several days, but there's reasons behind that. And I get that one. But it's the total package.
Body?
Those are the questions. Yeah.
It was a small time in my childhood.
It's okay. Holidays and doctor's appointments.
Wow. I can't imagine going that long with showering on a regular basis. We have some people texting in, people in their lives that don't shower that often. Coming up in the backwards game, I'm excited for these today. They're good. I picked them out. Antoine and Monica.
I hope you feel good about them.
They are good. Yeah. There's a phrase, and then we'll flip it around backwards. This one's tied into yesterday's show, so I'm excited for this one in particular. Mm. What's it going to sound like when we flip this backwards?
Xbox off.
Oh. I mean, that's how y'all do it.
That's not.
That's
Monica says
it.
That's how what her husband sounds like when he talks to the Xbox. It's not in his normal voice. He goes, Xbox off.
I mean, guys have gamer voices, I believe.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Xbox.
Because your husband plays online, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
I bet he turns his cool guy voice on for that. Because you're not going to walk in and be like, hey, guys, how are you?
No,
you want to sound cool. But, hey, what's up?
Hello, all.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's ever been, like, cussed out by a child.
Probably.
Like while playing Xbox online.
Yeah.
Like a kid, because they get mean.
They do get mean. And it's one of the main reasons I won't play online, because I don't have the time to dedicate to being good at any of the games.
As good as they are, yeah.
And I'm not going to go and get my butt kicked for 2 hours and get smack talked by a 12-year-old.
Oh, that'd be sad.
Yeah, whose mama then tells me I have to go take a bath. Like, no, I'm not doing it. And it will happen. I'll be noob getting owned. I know that.
Yep.
And so I won't. I won't play.
Well, you
like
say
it.
That. You say that. But as we're about to learn, we learned something new about you yesterday. So I don't know if you can really say that you'll never do it, Zach.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You know, you are correct on that, because I made a statement back in the day. This was something I would never get into. And now here I am getting into it over and over and over again. I have gotten to the point in my life where I am downright, and I will use the word, enjoying country music.
No, you are not.
Yes. Dude, I don't know what's going on, man.
You said enjoying. You meant tolerating.
No.
You were in Grayson County.
What are you doing in Grayson County?
I go to Grayson County. I hang out with people that shoot rifles. Mm-hmm. I hang out on boats. And now here I am.
Who am I?
If we come over,
who are you?
For some wine and gin and tonics and cheese, and you got country music playing?
Well, Antoine, you know what's really happening? If you're coming over
on
for
a pontoon,
we're having a house party.
Xbox on.
I was like,
just
what?
Saying words.
I tell you what, if I come in here and I start eating cheesecake, just shoot me.
Oh,
I don't know
man.
What's going on anymore. I'm not
I have
real.
To call the doctor.
I've been abducted.
Like, what happened?
Cut me open because the pod people have gotten me. There is no doubt. If you're stressed out and trying to sleep and you can't sleep, that is one of the worst things. So I'm going to try to help you right now.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Now, I tell you what, I'll give it. This is not even on this doctor approved list of things that will help you fall asleep if you're stressed and overwhelmed. I'll give you one that's guaranteed to work.
Okay.
Just get up to work at 3:30 in the morning. Yeah, do that. Like
there you go.
Yeah, exactly. You'll fall asleep no problem every night. You'll fall asleep at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You'll fall asleep on the floor. I mean, you can fall asleep. I can pretty much fall asleep on command.
Yeah.
I could probably
whenever you want to.
Yeah, curl up on the floor right now. Give me about 5 minutes. I could probably be out cold.
Gosh.
And I've become also good now that I've gotten kids is to be able to nap on a couch despite ridiculous noise all around
me. Yeah, you got to be able to tune them out.
You do. And it infiltrates your dreams a little bit. I hear them clomping around and doing stuff. But I at least know my brain has figured out a way to, even if they wake me up, it wakes up my brain but not my eyeballs. Do you get that one?
Yeah.
Like you can still respond and everything?
No, it's just they still think I'm sleeping.
Oh,
like
okay.
I've woken up but my eyes have not opened and they haven't opened at all. So I'm sort of in this, I'm almost spying on them in a way because they think I'm dead.
Yeah.
But I can hear everything that's going on and then I usually sack back out. So again, Uncle Dr. Zach says, get up at a stupid time every morning.
It'll work.
Oh, and you'll feel exhausted. You'll feel exhausted all the time. Doesn't matter how stressed you are. It does suck because you want to just say, dude, just don't worry about it. Just don't stress. Just go to sleep. But it's way easier said than done.
Yes,
everyone
it
says,
is.
No kidding, stupid. If I could do that, that's exactly what I would do. So these are 4 doctor-approved tips for falling asleep when you are stressed and overwhelmed. The first one is to read or listen to music to calm down.
Okay.
And I think it's just allow time to relax and transition to sleep is what this doctor says. So 1 hour before bed, you got to put down any work or stressful activities and turn to something that will calm you down. So it could be reading, could be listening to music. It could be meditate, take a warm bath, something like that. Obviously, all of these are going to be don't be anywhere near your phone or any other kind
of
screen.
Put the phone
down. You
got
to wipe those out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first one. That's good. You turn on K92 and just chill out a little bit. This one I thought was interesting because I think a lot of times what happens with people is your brain won't shut off. Do you have that thing where your brain
just
keeps
going? Good gracious,
If your mind isn't slowing down, you have to write down your thoughts. Just pick up a journal or a pad of paper and just jot down what you need to get done or vent about whatever it is. It's kind of having your own little anger diary. And I guess getting your thoughts down ahead of time will then help you fall asleep.
Okay.
Kind of just clears it out.
Yeah, let go of all that stuff.
Yeah,
put
my brain
journal.
Does that. Like, it won't let it go. Last night, I had to know what the internal temperature recommended for salmon was, and for some reason, I couldn't remember, and I had to check.
Right,
and then I went to sleep. I was all set. exercise during the day.
Yes.
Exercise.
So it wakes you up.
It does wake you up, but then it also calms you down later on. It's just as sucky as the gym is, man. It makes it onto every list. It always does. And then this one, don't stress about sleep, which I know is easier said than done.
Yeah.
But if you can maybe do some of these other things on the list, then you should be able to kind of tell your brain, yo, we've done the things.
We got it.
Yeah, we got this, yo. We're good to go.
Down.
Yeah, we're ready to roll. So those are your tips. But again, if you want a foolproof way, 3:30 a.m. wake up call, forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll go to sleep.
I'm going to go take a nap right now before we play the backwards game.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
We give each other phrases We use the thangtrometer to flip them around. Mm-hmm. And then you got to talk them all backwards. Then we flip it back around to see if it sounds anything like the original. Antoine versus Monica today in the game. Who will you be teaming up with? We say good morning to Brooke. Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
Brooke, what'd you have for dinner last night?
Definitely had pizza.
Pizza. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I've been in the
without
mood
a doubt.
Pizza. Pizza's happening pizza either tonight or tomorrow in my house. Brooke, who would you like, Antoine or Monica today, Brooke?
I'm going to go with Antoine.
Okay. Brooke and Antoine, the A and B team,
yes,
will be teamed up together. We say good morning to Marcy. Hello, Marcy.
Hi.
It's the M&M team, mm-hmm, over here. Monica, yeah, and Marcy here on the K92 Morning Thing. And Marcy, what did you have for dinner last night? Was it pizza night?
No, I had a burger.
Okay.
Oh.
Burger night, though. Yeah. Oh, my God. They're all making me jealous. Stupid
hungry
roast salmon. I don't want that. Oh. I want all these other things
healthy
instead.
Food that you have.
Healthy food is ridiculous. All right, Antoine, you will go first in the game.
Okay.
You're selected first. I'll give you the phrase, and then we'll flip it around and see what we end up with. This is the original phrase.
Xbox off.
So what I'll do is I will flip that around. You will hear it two times. And then you give me your version. Then we'll flip you around and see what you sound like. Xbox off, which we were talking about yesterday because Monica makes fun of her man and says he says it with his tough guy voice. What's it sound like backwards?
Foul scobs.
Oh, boy. I'm turn this up a little bit.
Here's another one. Foul scobs. Fogs, scars, specs.
Ooh, I don't think that one's going to be good. I don't know.
I thought it was great. I don't know what you heard.
I don't know. I heard what you said. That's really all it was.
Oh, that's what you were listening to.
That makes more sense. Good, I forgot. Xbox off. Monica Brooks has come back from the soundproof mm-hmm chamber. You will hear it two times. Here we go.
Fogs, scars, specs.
Ooh.
Falls, scobs,
falls, obscuff.
Hmm. What will that be? It's always a mystery until you flip it around. It's like opening a Christmas present. You don't know what's inside.
It's like opening a Christmas present that you've shaken.
Yes.
That you has been shook.
And then has that sort of feeling like it might have broken.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know.
So there's Xbox off.
Falls, scobs, specs.
Put a little stank on it there. We flip it around. Does it sound anything like Xbox off?
Snap socks. Small.
Small.
I don't know what you heard. Somebody's Xbox turned off just now. Snap socks. Small.
Xbox. Red socks. Small. All right. Monica Brooks.
Mm.
See, you don't have to be good. You just have to be better. That's the only rule here in the game. Monica's was?
Falls. Off skiff.
I feel like Monica is going to take this one, but I don't know. Xbox off becomes...
Xbox soft. I don't know. Xbox soft.
Xbox
soft.
Xbox soft, what?
Xbox soft.
Xbox soft.
Ooh, this is a tough one.
This is a very close one. I am awarding by a hair on her chinny chin chin. Monica Brooks.
That was
a tough one right there.
All
right. 1-0. Woo. First person to 3. And we almost always end up with 3 rounds because we just like playing this game because we don't care. And I am the judge and I'll decide. So now, Monica, you will go in this round. If you were listening a few minutes ago, you got the teaser. It is this.
Boom shakalaka.
Okay. Pretend we're like a basketball announcer. Someone drains one from 3 and we yell, boom, shakalaka. Monica Brooks, you will hear it 2 times backwards. And then you try to talk all backwards. Here we go.
Shakalaka shmoop. Shakalaka shmoop.
Shakalaka shmoop. Okay.
Okay, is right. This one's going to be good. Antoine is back from the soundproof chamber.
I am.
He will get his version of boom shakalaka 2 times.
Right.
Are you ready?
It's going to be easy.
Here we go.
Shakalaka shmoop.
I lied. It's not going to be easy. I wasn't ready. I don't even think that counts.
Okay. Here we go again.
Shakalaka shmoop.
Okay. It's got a very Middle Eastern feel to it.
Yeah,
when
it really
flip
does
around backwards. Something going on there. All right. Boom. Shakalaka. What do we get when we flip it around? Here's Monica's.
Shalaka smooth.
Flip it around the other way. Boom shakalaka becomes.
Boom shakalashma.
Yeah. Just what she said.
Exactly. I think I heard something in there.
Yep. LeBron James from three.
Boom shakalashma.
Sha shada vrulata. Here we go. Antoine.
Shalakashu.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
I don't even know, really.
That's terrible.
You assume, but you have no idea. Terrible. We're looking for boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka. It wasn't as bad.
Boom shakalashma.
Woo, shaka, la, la, ha.
You got a little extra la la ha there on the end, but point to you.
Correct.
I think it was better.
It was like I was in the process of getting drunk. Like it sped up. Like I went from sober to drunk, like right in the middle.
Shaka, la, la, ha.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah. Somebody sped it up.
I think I would have given you the point anyway, but it didn't matter if Monica was better. I was still giving you the point so we could move on to round three of the backwards game. Here it is. Forwards is... Scary monster.
Really?
Really. Absolutely.
I want to throw something at your face.
You go ahead.
Halfway through that, I was like, okay, it doesn't sound bad. And then that ended.
You got to throw in a little something there. So scary monster. Backwards is...
It's
not me, race. Oh, man. Okay, you ready for your second time?
Nope.
Okay, well, here it is anyway.
It's not me, race. It's not me, race.
Not bad, I think. I don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. But it's. I feel like it was in there somewhere.
Had a mouthful of jelly beans.
That's good.
Scary jelly beans.
Monica Brooks, did you catch what it was forward?
No.
Okay, here's what it was forward. Scary monster.
Okay.
See how stupid it got?
Yeah, it got real stupid, real fast right there.
You mean like when the kids say, yo, that's stupid, right? Like it's good?
No.
Is this on? Okay, here we go.
It's not me, race.
Second time.
It's not me, race.
It's not me, race.
Okay.
I don't know.
We don't either.
No, we don't.
No,
we
nobody
don't.
Does.
That's fine. You never know until you know. We are looking for scary monster. Antoine!
It's not me, race.
Okay.
All right.
I sobered up.
You did. Yeah, you did.
That one. So you hit your face on the floor.
You
start
focus right there.
Here it is. Scary monster.
Scary monster.
Man, that's pretty
that's good.
That's good.
I'm flexing.
Good.
You guys can't see it at home. I'm flexing right now.
You're doing like the Cam Newton.
That was really good.
Wow. Monica.
I know.
Tough task right here.
Yes.
You sound like that. Was it Yogi? Hey, boo boo. What are you doing? What's going on? Here we go. Scary monster.
Scary monster. What?
I want to hear that again, please.
They're both good.
Can I hear that a second time, please?
You're going to have to hear him a couple times.
Okay.
All right, Antoine.
Scary monster.
Scary monster.
Let me show you something. Oh, as much as I love it.
Oh, man.
Point to Antoine.
Oh,
yes. Yes.
That was so close.
It was close.
Well, I've ruined Monica's day. Now she's wasting her entire paycheck on stuff she doesn't need.
I don't need any of this stuff.
You're buying a neck harness? What?
It works out your neck. It's a neck exerciser.
A neck exerciser.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So what does it do? Monica learned about Amazon Outlet.
There's a guy with the... It's $8 for this fitness...
What is it? Shove your face forward back and forth?
You put a weight around... you have a neck... a head harness on and you attach a weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do not.
I don't need that.
No, you
don't. But it's
$8.
I look at it, I'm like, huh.
Do you want your neck to be weaker than the rest of your body, Monica? You should get it.
Would it be stronger?
I'm saying.
What's
that's
that?
Why you
got to
get it.
Right.
Because it make your neck stronger.
Well, no.
You don't want your neck to be.
You
don't want your neck to be the weak link of Monica.
It's so stupid because there's a fan too. There's like a folding fan, one of the Chinese folding fans.
You should get it because you're gonna sweat after you work out your neck.
I don't need it, but it's like $2. I'm like,
Get them both together.
I need a fan.
Well, right, Monica, now, if you get this ridiculous neck harness that has a weight on it, so you can go up and down, up and down, you'll be perfect. If you want to play an elephant for Halloween next year, you're like, woo, see? You'll have it down.
Yeah. Endless. You could do endless things with it.
Actually, I believe it ends at two. There's okay. two things.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Zach, I'd like to nominate my husband, Andrew. He's a really sweet, helpful guy, and I think you could have some fun messing with him. He works for a vending company, so sometimes he has to deal with weird complaints from customers, so that might be a good place to start. I agree. Thanks. That is from Kristen. Here we go. I'm calling because my dollar got eaten by the machine. Mm. My lucky dollar, so I need it back. Here it is on your K92 Morning Thang, my lucky dollar.
Vending, this is Andrew.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Who's this?
I got your number from a sticker on a vending machine. You service these vending machines?
That's right.
So, this was a Coke machine at... That's one of yours, right?
Yeah, if it had one of our stickers on it.
Okay, great. Well, I had a problem with that machine, and I need to get my dollar back.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. What we can do is, like, I can take your address, we'll send you a coupon for a free bottle of soda. It's not good in the vending machine, but you can bring it to any store and they'll give you one for free.
No. I want my dollar back. I put my dollar in your machine.
Right, and the bottle didn't come out, so we're going to send you a coupon for the drink.
No, you don't understand. The bottle came out. I got my drink.
Wait, so you put the money in and you got the drink, right?
Right.
Okay.
So I'm hoping you can get my dollar back.
I'm not following you.
I'm not looking for a refund. I want that specific dollar back.
I don't know if I can help you, but I get what you're saying.
I put my lucky dollar in the machine, and now it's gone.
Okay, so it's your lucky dollar that you're looking for.
Right. I've had it for years, and it's always been in my wallet. And I guess I must have been so thirsty last week that I wasn't thinking when I put it in the machine.
Okay, so this was last week?
Yes, Tuesday or Wednesday or Friday, maybe. I don't know, last week.
All right. Well, I mean, we generally restock those machines every couple of days, so, you know, the money's probably been taken out by now.
Okay, great. So you took the money out.
Yeah, but it usually goes to the bank within a day or two.
Yes, but this was a special dollar, my lucky dollar, and my life has been going pretty good since I got it, and I'm really worried that my luck is going to change if I don't have my lucky dollar.
All right. Well, I mean, like I said, though, I mean, the money usually goes in the bank deposit, like, right after it's out of the machine.
Okay, but this dollar is pretty special, though, so I'm thinking that one of your workers might have noticed it and set it aside.
I don't think so. I mean, nobody said anything to me. Is there any markings on it or, you know?
Yes, let me describe it to you, and then you can tell me whether you've seen it around at the office.
Okay, but then I really have to go, okay?
Okay, that's fine. So, look, it has the number one in each corner.
Oh. All right.
It's and it's maybe 6 inches long and about 2 or 3 inches tall.
All right. Yeah, I think I've seen that.
You've seen my lucky dollar?
No, I mean, I'm kidding. It just kind of sounds like every dollar.
Okay, but this one has a number one in each corner.
That doesn't sound really different from most dollars. I just pulled a dollar out of my wallet, you know, while we're talking. Everything you're saying sounds like this dollar, too.
There's a picture of George Washington in the middle.
Right, yes. I've got that.
Okay, but on my lucky dollar, George Washington's eyes move.
His eyes move.
Well, I don't know if they move, but they follow you around the room. Anywhere you go, he looks like he's looking right at you.
All right. Look, I really have to
go. Wait. That dollar you have that you said you pulled out, just set it down on your desk and then lean side to side and see if the eyes follow you.
All right, sir. I'm sorry.
Just
go.
Try it, please. Put it down and then move around.
All right.
Are George Washington's eyes watching you?
I mean, I guess so. They're small.
That's it. You found my lucky dollar.
I don't think so.
Yes, I've had it for years. It's kept me lucky ever since I won it.
You won a dollar bill?
Yes. It was part of a radio station contest on their morning show. I won a dollar.
That sounds like a horrible prize.
Well, you try giving out prizes to everybody all the time. I'll give you a birthday scam for your birthday. How's that for a prize? Hey, it's Zach from K92. You're on the radio right now.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. And how dare you insult my prizes? You know, our budget gets cut around here. Maybe we do have to give away lucky dollar bills sometime.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam. The K92 Morning Thangs. Ghost hunters.
There's hauntings and then there's ghostings.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie was ghosted. She's haunted by the memory of the ghosting. That's where it all comes together. But we try to at least get her some answers and explanation, try to figure out what happened. So we say good morning to Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
She sounds lovely.
Yeah, uh-huh. Sounds great personality so far.
Because I like to make judgments in one word.
Like
she sounds, she sounds fun. She sounds bubbly.
Lots of energy.
Yeah, I wonder what happened. So, Carrie, tell us what happened, at least from your side of all of this.
Well, you know, I met Henry on Tinder, you know, it was like a few weeks ago. We met up for dinner one night and had a few drinks. And I don't know, I feel like we connected.
Okay.
We were texting after that, so... And it was pretty often, and then just kind of disappeared. Like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we connected, so maybe he's just not into me, but I don't know. I thought we had a good time, and we were talking, so.
Yeah, and so you go on this, that's the only time you guys went out, was that one date?
Yeah, one date.
And it seemed fine. There's nothing that sticks out from that date.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, and then I would say the date must have gone at least well enough to have return communication, so you guys do text back and forth a little bit.
Yeah, we were for, you know, a few days after.
Uh-huh.
So.
And then gone.
Yeah.
And did you text him multiple times to say, hello, anyone?
Yeah, no, I did.
Huh. Does he have read receipts on his phone?
Yeah.
The red. I turn that stuff off. Uh-huh. I am paranoid of that whole thing. I know in some relationships, it is a relationship rule
that
each person must have it on.
Has it on?
So you can't say, oh, I'm just getting this.
Oh, hey, no, I just call.
Okay, so Carrie, here's the deal. We have reached out to Henry. He has agreed to come on with us, but only us. So he says he will explain why the ghosting went down. I will put you on hold. I will let you listen, and then we'll bring you back.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
The K92 Morning Thangs. Ghost Hunters.
Carrie meets Henry. It's a story of internet love. They meet each other on, well, Tinder's totally normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They go out on a date. Date seems fine.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of text communication back and forth after the date.
Yep.
All of a sudden, Henry drops off the face of the earth. I'm here to report Henry does exist, and he is on with us right now. Good morning, Henry.
Hey, good morning.
So thank you for coming on with us. And as you had requested, you are on with just us. So you have Monica, you have Antoine, you have me, Zach, and you have the floor. All we know is you went out on a date and had some texting, and then everything went away. So what happened?
Look, she's fun and all. I found her immature. And the reason for that is she has a collection of stuffed animals.
Okay.
She's named them.
So that was part of the conversation on the first date. She was telling you about all of her stuffed animals.
On the first date, introduced me to her elephant, Danielle.
All right.
Okay.
Wait, does she brought a stuffed animal with her on the date?
Yeah.
Is she an aspiring puppet guy? You know, like Jeff Dunham? Maybe that's what this is.
You think so?
I'm Danielle!
That would be more comfortable than what this is.
Wow.
Was Danielle the elephant the only stuffed animal that came on this date with you?
The only one I met.
Okay.
Okay. Only one I was lucky all enough right. to be
now,
introduced to.
Monica, I would like to give you the floor as a grown woman who had a lot of stuffed animals in her car that you would put in seat belts and refer to them as their seats, and you would let humans not sit there.
I did that up until the age of, you know, like 18.
I'm not judging, but I did not know this.
I wouldn't have passengers because my stuffed animals were in my seat. So I understand that a little bit.
Okay, because I still don't understand any of it, but I do know that was an experience.
I didn't name them.
She didn't name them.
You protected them. You didn't name them.
Way to distance yourself from Carrie. I mean, geez. So I guess the whole thing just kind of made you uncomfortable, and that was enough for you that you talked to her a little bit on text, but then you thought, no, I don't wanna, and I'm not gonna.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. I don't. No further questions for right. Henry. I might have a question or two for Carrie. So thank you, Henry. We welcome back Carrie. So Carrie, are we with? Is Danielle with you right now?
Of course she is. Okay. Always.
All right. Are you an aspiring ventriloquist? What are they called? Is it a ventriloquist?
Yes, ventriloquist.
An aspiring ventriloquist.
No, I don't understand what the big deal is. Like, So Danielle, she is my elephant. And she lives in my purse. And, you know, I don't get it. Like, people have emotional support dogs and stuff like that. So I don't understand what the big deal is for having, you know, keeping a stuffed animal with me in my purse. I mean, it's not huge or anything. It's not like I'm, you know, carrying around some crazy huge Costco bear or anything. Like,
okay.
It's just a little one.
But is your emotional support stuffed animal?
Well, I don't know, it's just, you know.
Judging?
Like, no, I'm asking. I'm inquisitive.
I'm gonna be completely honest. Once she said emotional support
stuff,
you make sure you add that part.
Oh yeah,
because we all have things that nostalgia that makes us feel better, brings up good memories.
Right.
So for her, it's this elephant. So it's kind of hard. It's like a little difficult to knock her for it if it's something that provides comfort. Like maybe you have a picture in your wallet and you look at the picture and the picture makes you feel better and you want to show.
It's the same thing.
I carried for a very long time. I had there was a wrestler in the 80s named Big John Studd and he was my keychain when I was a kid. I had a Big John Studd keychain. Mm-hmm. It was this little dude and I had it still on my keychain probably until I was 30 years old.
Oh.
Big John Studd.
Yeah.
So I guess technically I had a small shirtless plastic man on my keychain.
Yep.
However, I did not introduce Big John Studd to any of my dates.
That's the only thing.
Yes, that's the only thing right there.
Is Danielle the elephant part of a larger stable of emotional support stuffed animals?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of stuffed animals at my house, but I don't bring them all with me.
Okay.
Do
they rotate?
Right.
Do they have to apply for the ability to go out? Oh, I'd like to go out next.
No.
Oh,
Danielle's the one.
Okay.
She goes, now that's just silly.
All right. Yeah,
now you're just being ridiculous.
You're all right, Carrie. Don't worry about it.
I mean, Carrie, you do you.
Yep.
I don't want to say weird. It's just different.
It's different.
That's all it
We're
is.
Unique.
Pull back on the introductions. Keep it. Maybe. I think definitely keep it. It helps you.
But
if she said
maybe she doesn't want to pull back on the introductions because if she is who she is and you go to the house and you got Danielle and Steve and all the other stuffed animals that are hanging out, she wants people who are going to accept her for her.
Am I supposed to say hello? It's nice to meet you.
Yeah. Do we talk back to the animal?
You can if you want.
Does Danielle have a voice? Like, does she want to say hello? No.
No.
That's just silly, Zach. Good gracious.
I'm trying to understand the
world. Don't worry about it, girl. You're all right.
You know what? I'm sure there is somebody listening that has an emotional support stuffed animal as well that is a dude that is single and is looking to mingle. And
Carrie's out there.
I would say as long as the two stuffed animals get along, because if they don't, forget it. I mean, it's hopeless.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. All right.
All right. Good luck, Carrie. You got your answers, and we wish you all the best.
All right. Thank you.
Say goodbye to Danielle for us as well.
I will.
Oh, man, y'all gonna be so excited at the items for sale today in the Craigslist Price is Right. Monica's been over there shopping Amazon Outlet for an hour now. Forget that, Monica.
Yeah, I know. I gotta go to Craigslist.
You don't want those stupid things.
No.
You want these stupid things. That's how the game works. Antoine and Monica playing on behalf of you. We say good morning to Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Who would you like to team up with today, Antoine or Monica?
I guess I'll go ahead and go with Antoine.
Okay.
She guesses she will.
I guess.
Supposes.
Hey, team.
Yep, Antoine and Ash. I know, I'm like, that's no laughing. There is no laughing allowed on this show. We don't do that around here. We talk all sad. We say, hi, Jeremy.
It's serious business.
Jeremy, hi.
Hey, good morning.
Jeremy, this is very serious business, right?
Me,
not really.
Oh, we laughed. Get out. Get him out.
He laughed and said, not really.
He did. I know.
I don't think he likes Jer. Can I call you Jer?
Jer?
Jeremy?
Does anyone call you Jer?
No.
Okay, let's keep it that way.
Hey, Jer, me and Jer.
I know my son the other day, we were talking about nicknames and stuff, and he said, people can call me Len. I'm like, Len? You sound like a news anchor. What's going on here? Anyway, Craigslist Price is Right. I have three fantastic items that are available on the internet right now, and you just have to get closest to the actual asking price to win the round. Are we ready?
Ready.
Okay. Fantastic. Welcome to round one.
All right, I want to buy stuff.
Who needs a knee?
A knee?
That's right.
Human
like,
knee.
Like a knee for my leg?
Like a knee? Like a knee. So we have not one, but two knees.
Oh, okay.
Prosthetic knees, inspired by Monica, who I feel like is always going to bring a body part to the equation here on the Craigslist Price is Right.
Well,
these knees are for sale right now on the internet. One is an OSSUR, O-S-S-U-R, mm-hmm. and one is an S-G-N-T, prosthetic knee.
Okay.
As you can see right
local
here.
Local knees.
And Monica,
you know the town?
Here's the knee.
And Monica, you said that you've wished you've had new knees since Megan Thee Stallion's come out.
Oh, so. She has good knees.
So she has good knees. Mm-hmm. Okay. These are eBay knees.
eBay.
So they will be shipped to you. These are not local knees.
Oh.
And so if you're someone who likes to shop local, this is not that.
Okay.
All right, so looking for two knees.
Two knees.
Two knees.
One of them has some green on it as the on the hinges. The other one's smaller. So I guess this is sort of like his and her knees.
Mm-hmm.
Looks because one's small and one's big.
Two knees.
Two
lot.
Brand new knees.
Okay.
Here on the Craigslist Price is Right. Monica's right. Locked?
I'm locked.
Okay. Antoine, you were selected first, so go ahead and tell me how much you're going to pay for them knees.
For two new knees,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting old, I would pay $1,000.05.
Okay. $1,000.05. Mm-hmm. Monica Brooks, how much are those knees worth to you?
$2,500.
$2,500.
She needs knees worse than I do.
I am here to report that these knees are a bargain at $250.
Oh,
Antoine.
Wow.
Those are not
knees.
No, that's car parts.
Means right car there. Parts.
I think that's a lie.
She has a carburetor?
Yeah, I don't think those knees work. I think that's a lie.
$250, $7 shipping, and you can
for
make
some
an
knees?
Offer.
Yes, for some knees. Prosthetic knees, it costs a lot for an ear.
Well, you know, it's much like car parts. It's not about the part, it's about the labor.
Yes.
So, you know, the labor is where the cost comes
in. I'm putting
in
the knees on myself.
Right. All right. Every car part
that's
is a dollar.
Bargain at your own risk. You go ahead.
$250 for two knees if you need them. All right, Antoine, you are in the lead.
Yes.
One to nothing. We move on now to round two. Maybe you've gone ahead and gotten yourself those new knees, and you are recovering, so you need yourself a hospital bed.
Ooh, okay.
Gosh,
that's right. A hospital bed. There you go.
All right.
This bed comes directly from Bedford, so it's a Bedford bed.
Bedford bed.
I mean, they're bed experts in Bedford. There you go.
Oh, God.
Covered up the price.
All right.
How much would you pay for your own hospital bed? It's an older model hospital bed. It is electric.
Okay, so it raises and lowers on its own. Okay.
It's in working condition. Looks like it comes with some sort of creepy eggshell crate mattress on the top.
All right.
It has those scary metal side thingies as well. You must pick it up. There will be no delivery.
No delivery.
You gotta go to Bedford to get your bed.
I'm gonna take a little off the price because of that.
What would you pay?
Locked.
This hospital bed.
Locked.
Monica's locked. Okay. Monica Brooks, what say you?
I'm going $450.
$450 or $4.50?
$450.
Okay. $450.
All right. I'm going $465.13.
Ooh, very close in bids. The correct answer is zero. It's free.
Correct.
Free
take
bed.
It?
Free.
Yep. Monica gets the points. Monica gets the points.
Just take it.
Just take this bed. Just get it out.
Free hospital bed for anyone
just
that wants
it. Get it out.
Yep, they're done with the bed. Mm-hmm. It's old. They want to get it out. So, Monica, you were closest to zero.
Okay.
Antoine, you were higher. So that is a point for Monica Brooks.
Here we go.
In the Craigslist Price is Right. Final item here on the thing. How much would you pay for a wheel?
For a wheel? Just one?
A wheel.
Can you describe this?
Yes, I have one wheel.
Okay.
Here it is. It is a new unused spare tire for a Nissan Altima.
Okay.
How much would you pay for this wheel?
For a donut.
My first car was a Nissan Altima.
Okay. Well, if you go back in time and you needed a spare tire, it is a brand new 16-inch spare tire for a Nissan Altima. Says brand new. The picture, I'm not sure I agree with that statement.
I know.
It looks a little maybe never used. What would you pay? And this is a Rocky Mount wheel.
Rocky Mount wheel.
Okay. And I'm locked.
Locked.
Antoine, new, sort of, Nissan Altima spare tire, what would you pay?
$100.98.
$100.98.
Monica disagrees.
Okay.
Monica for a Rocky Mount used wheel.
For a Rocky Mount
it
wheel.
It says new.
For a donut.
It says new.
Used.
But it says.
I'm going to say $55.
Yeah, you say $55 on the Rocky
you
Mount
get the
wheel.
Jack?
Name it.
Okay.
This didn't say nothing about no jack.
All right, then $55.
Okay.
It says new.
Correct answer is $20.
Oh,
right. Monica Brooks is your winner.
Hey, me and Jer.
Be on your Rocky Mountain wheel. You and your buddy Jer.
Hey, Jer, I got you that family four-pack of tickets to Lancelot Public Skating, so you go have fun.
Check Head on down for your Rocky Mountain wheel. Yep, $20 okay. If you want it. Enjoy. Congratulations, nice. Jeremy. Good There's job. Your prize. Coming up, brand new birthday scam. Then, woman's on a plane, just pulls something out of her purse and starts eating it. Mm. What was she eating? Find out and blow your mind.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
We want them back together. America wants Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt back together.
Well, we care that
23%
much.
23%
Oh,
of America.
Okay. Antoine.
What? 16% say no, and the rest, like, don't know, don't care.
Well, we lump that into yes. Then we're a passionate bunch, Antoine. We care deeply about Brad and Jen.
I
but they're the couple to
less.
Focus on. Is there another Hollywood couple that we're really focused on other than Jen and Brad?
Let's see.
And Jerry. Peanut butter and jelly.
Kanye West and Kim. But we don't even really.
I think it's Prince. What's his face? Harry.
Oh, yeah, Prince Harry and Meghan.
For sure, we're in their business.
Yeah, we are in their business. And I know people always say, "Who cares about the royal family?" But that one is.
Oh, that's fascinating.
That's messy and interesting.
Yeah, I don't think people really care about Brad and Jennifer. Like that much. I don't.
The pictures are bringing it back around. The drama that surrounded them in the past.
How dare you?
And where's Angelina?
Where is Angelina?
Where is
she? You're asking questions no one else is asking.
Oh, I do want to know where she's up to.
Oh, I do too.
What is she up to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's up to something.
She's up to something. Oh, she's going to get them good.
I'm feeding the beast over here, but I don't
know.
Care.
I see that.
You know she's going to get them, though.
That's right.
She's going to get them.
Oh, she's give her time.
She's going to use
give
this in court.
Time.
There's
she's
still
drinking
court
blood
battles.
Right now.
Yeah, she's drinking blood right now.
She drinks blood. She did it back in the day.
You go, girl. Keep going. Keep going off that ledge.
Keep on bringing it. Yeah. Okay. So Lizzo is something else. And Lizzo and her flute. This is a serious thing. Her flute, people love that dang flute. And I didn't know her flute has an Instagram page.
Yeah, her flute has 300,000 Instagram followers.
That.
Lizzo has a flute named Sasha. Yep. This is Lizzo talking about Sasha Flute.
If I never met Sasha Flute, I'm sure I would have met some other lame flute that's not as cool as Sasha. Or maybe a nicer flute.
Gary Flute.
Maybe there's a flute out there that is sweet and kind to me and not an like Sasha and her 300,000 followers.
Yeah.
And let's not talk about flutes and how expensive they can be because they can go up to thousands of dollars.
Oh, that's
Ava
right.
plays a flute. And when people are like, hey, I have a flute for, you know, $10,000, a flute.
Yeah.
Do you think Lizzo makes you introduce yourself to her flute? Like when you come over to the house?
Oh, you have to like, hello, Sasha.
Yeah, you have to say hello, Sasha.
Yeah. I'm Zach.
And greet yourself.
And how much is her flute?
$50,000
at least.
Oh, yeah.
That's
an expensive flute.
How many Instagram followers?
300,000.
300,000.
That's worth, crazy.
That's more than 50,000.
Like, just take a tire pressure gauge or something and turn that into a little flute.
You know what?
You spend that much
just
money.
A shout out to everybody as you get up this morning and you trudge to work, maybe to a job you don't love to pay the bills or maybe not even pay the bills all the way. That flute is worth more than you with one Instagram post.
Ugh.
Yep.
Probably make $10,000 with one post. One flute post of a flute. I quit. I quit. And you got to get Ava's flute their own Instagram or something. I was so proud of myself yesterday talking about Instagram and followers because my son is obsessed with this show on Netflix called Ultimate Beastmaster.
Mm-hmm.
It's this obstacle course fitness competition thing. And he loves this one random American contestant from one of the shows, John Gerzik. Man, always with John Gerzik. I got to hear he watches the John Gerzik episode.
Uh-huh.
He talks about John Gerzik all the time. Yeah, well, guess what? Zach Jackson has 3,333 Instagram followers.
Uh-huh.
John Gerzik, 700.
Ooh. Yep. He's nothing.
Yeah, I showed him.
Listen, probably a fan page, though. Like, oh.
No, it's him.
Oh, it is?
Look here. I may not lose to a flute, but I can beat John Gerzik. There we go. A woman on a plane pulls out blank and starts eating it.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
That is just one of the stories here in Blow Your Mind. That is my story. Antoine's is about a man and something.
He finds something at the cemetery.
Okay.
They didn't expect to be there.
Like a man and something. Good tease, Zach. So he found something unexpected in a cemetery.
Yes.
Interesting. You shall go second. Monica Brooks, what
this
do you have?
This kid, he just wanted to be a little taller.
Oh,
you
God.
Know?
You shall go third.
Oh, God. What did he do?
A little taller.
Okay. Woman on a plane pulls out blank and starts eating it. Was it A? Bag of toenails. B, corn. Or C, cotton balls.
I would go cotton balls, but I'm going to say toenails.
Toenails.
I am going cotton balls.
You're going cotton balls?
Yep.
Well, praise the Lord, it was corn. Just corn. Like a corn on the cob.
What's wrong with that?
You don't eat a corn on the cob on an airplane? Not? You took a corn on the cob through security?
I had a bowl of peas at the theater.
Wow. Okay, so, don't say that. Stop saying that, because I was about to say, I don't see the big issue with the corn on the cob. But the bowl of peas at the theater, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's just weird. It's,
you brought a whole bowl, like you balanced a bowl all the way from home.
Yeah.
I wanted to finish that bowl of peas.
Did you have to sneak it in, or did you just blatantly walk in with a bowl of peas? Because I would just walk in.
I had my spoon out, but, you know, nobody said anything.
Of course not.
Like, you don't say anything to somebody bringing in a bowl of peas into the movie theaters.
Correct.
You just let them come in.
It's like a man in a trench coat who goes, hee, 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 hee.
Nope.
You don't try to stop that person. Yeah, so that would be that woman eating on a plane was Monica Brooks.
Just, you carry your corn on the cob. Probably really good.
Got my cob. Maybe washed it down with a bag of toenails. That I have no idea. Antoine, batter up. What do you
All right. So a man goes, an elderly man goes to a cemetery, and he finds what? A, his own gravestone.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
B, a dinosaur fossil. Or C, his grandkids' mashing potatoes with their partners.
I'm going to go with his own gravestone.
Yeah.
Because that would just be just a mind screw.
All right. Before I tell you the answer, this man had not received a phone call in three to 4 months, and that's because his ex-wife told everybody he was dead.
Correct. So it was his own gravestone.
Yes.
Yep. She really hated him.
His ex-wife told everybody that he was dead, even created a gravestone and took pictures and shared it and all that.
Wow.
Yeah. He was like, I was wondering why nobody has called me in the past couple of months.
Did she have a funeral for him and everything?
It does not say.
Huh.
But yeah.
And so what was he doing just randomly walking through a graveyard where he would find his own gravestone?
Yes. Yeah, he was just walking through and he saw it. It's a nice one though.
Creepy.
And it's like a brand new one. It's like nice and black with like gold trim.
Why did she tell everyone that he was dead? I figured she hated him and that's why she told
everybody.
That's why
she hates him.
Yeah.
But she spent good money on a headstone.
He says, I don't even want to be buried. I want to be cremated. So it made him even that much more upset.
And again, creepy that he was just strolling through a graveyard.
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah.
Right. Eating corn.
Or, unless she sent him a text. He's like, I think you need to go and check this.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, check out this gravestone.
Okay.
Swing through.
Monica Brooks, I'll give you some old 90s hip hop music to go along
with it.
I was a
little bit taller.
Yep, there it is.
I sang this. And, you know, I was taller at that time. And
then
everyone started to grow a little bit more.
Yeah. Yep. Back when you were four.
I wish I had a girl who
I would call her. He's wanting to be a little bit taller. 12-year-old boy. He's like, you know, hey, I'm hating on everybody because they're just towering over.
Yeah.
I understand. Okay, so he did what? A, jumped 1,000 times a day.
Okay.
B, broke his own legs. C, he grew extra foot skin.
Extra foot skin.
Yeah, callus.
I'm going B.
You're going B. Broke his own legs?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope
he's
not that.
He's watched too many superhero movies.
Because now I don't have now break your legs. I don't have that available. I'm going to go with extra foot skin.
No, he jumped 1,000 times a day.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, jump. No, you gotta switch.
I only have this one. That's all I got.
I feel like that would compact you.
You would think.
Yeah, and he did it 1,000 times a day. He was jumping.
Kid.
And, of course, nothing
happened
of that.
There was an old episode of the old sitcom The Brady Bunch where Peter wanted to get taller, so he did the whole, I'm going to hang. That's it.
Yeah, see, that's all I expected. Yeah. Like, had, like, weights on his ankles or something.
In sixth grade, they used to call me a giant. And my mom's friends, I know, don't do that, Antoine. Don't make a face. They did. They were like, oh, my gosh, Trigger, she's going to be a giant. Yeah.
And then God was like, yo, everybody, come here. Watch this. Never growing again.
they were talking about your attitude, not your height, your personality.
How'd you go? Little bit taller.
Yep.
Never grew an inch after that day. They called her the giant. Next up, adoptable love. We're going to go Facebook Live, too. So if you want to see behind the scenes in the studio, you want to go on the doggy cam, you want to meet Providence. He's an adorable dog, and he is ready to come home with you.
Oh, no laughing in this studio. There's no laughing. See what happens.
Come on, baby, and rescue me.
Did you get peed on? Somebody marked their territory on you?
I know
what happened?
We got licked.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't get licked. He pawed my butt when he jumped up to love on me and got my booty a little bit.
Yeah, he got a lick of a side boot.
I should point out that if that's confusing, you're thinking, who are they talking about? If you go on Facebook Live right now, Antoine and Monica are both referring to Harrison, our web guy. That's how he says hello.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. The way his family, that's the way they grew up. We're Facebook Live right now. Harrison, where'd you grow up? Here.
Yeah.
Here, Virginia. yeah, we're Facebook Live. We're behind the scenes. We say good morning to Stephanie Ragsdale
from the
Franklin County Humane Society. And our friend Providence, who is making new friends.
He's dreamy.
He's a cute boy.
Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous.
He's winning everyone over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got that pit mix look to him.
I don't even know if it's a mix. I think he's the fancy purebred.
Yeah, but he's a cute
Beautiful.
Dog. He's got that short gorgeous. Hair, very yeah. smooth mm-hmm. looking dog.
Like they're always clean.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This type of dog. They don't shed they don't get dirty.
Yeah.
Great.
He's almost silver in color a little bit.
Yeah, and he has the eyes that would match that. They're kind of... The see-through green.
Yeah. So if you want to go on the doggy cam, he's on there right now.
Yeah.
He's sniffing around in Antoine's work bag.
I love him.
And the trash as well. And getting up on Antoine's booty. So
yes.
He's a friendly dude. And he's available right now.
Super friendly, no doubt about it.
At the Franklin County Humane Society. And what do we know about Providence? Where are we going from here? What kind of home are we looking for?
Well, I think he would be good in any home, honestly. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we've cat tested him because he came in as a stray. But I can't imagine that it would be a big deal. We can do that this weekend. He's wonderful with dogs. He hasn't met a person that he doesn't adore.
He's very friendly. I could maybe the only one I would potentially caution with is if you have very small children, only because I think he'll knock them over. But if you don't, kids will learn, and that's fine.
I don't know that he would though. And secondly, on a leash, he walks so calm. I mean, like no pulling whatsoever.
Nice.
So he's
nice.
A perfect leash walker.
And this was a stray we found. Is that what we have?
He just finished his stray hold yesterday.
He was just roaming around. Did he have when he was a stray? Did he come in? Did he have that little stick with the handkerchief on the back, the hobo stick with all of his belongings in it?
He had bones? That, and he had his goods with him too.
His nudicles.
Yeah. So he is getting neutered today.
Okay.
After the show.
Don't say that where he can
it's
hear
happening.
You. Right after the show today.
It's happening.
I'm doing the same Bobby. Thing. So
oh,
it's
you
fine.
Are? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Providence, we're
going to
be
going to the pet clinic.
Hmm?
The Franklin County pet clinic?
Well, I figure it's cheaper than a vasectomy.
It is.
Yeah.
It's low prices, spay and neuter.
Right. Exactly. Have your pet or your husband spayed and neutered. So we're live right now on Facebook. It's the doggy cam if you want to see Providence. What we always ask is there's a regular post on there, too, that kind of gives his description and everything. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not in the market for a dog, which is fine, as long as you support rescue animals like we do, and you can share the post.
Oh, now all
you have to do.
That's how most of these animals get adopted.
Mm-hmm. Someone fast.
Sees it on Facebook. Then the next thing you know, I get an update picture and they're going home with somebody.
I know.
So he's on the doggy cam.
Providence is perfect, though.
Yeah.
I think he would be good.
Oh, give you a little ear action over there.
Oh, yeah.
He's a lover. For
he's
sure.
into foreplay. He's a big fan. But yeah, just a good dog, and there's other great animals up for adoption.
If you don't like doggy kisses on the face, this might not
this
be
is
your,
not the dog for
your
you.
Pick.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're not in the market for a pet but you want to help out, there's all different ways to help at the Humane Society, or you know, if you're not in the Franklin County area, there's other rescue places that are looking for donations, volunteers, all of that stuff. So you can get all those details on our Facebook page. Meet Providence there. Anything else? Do we have any events or anything?
Lila's still there.
Lila, who's free. Free Lila.
We almost have to,
I know. Look.
We'll get little shirts. Free Lila. She is the official free dog of the K92 Morning Thing. We've covered the adoption on her. So if you go there and want to meet Lila, there's some training sessions that come along with it, too, that are also free. So I am confident, even though it's taken a little while, it's because the perfect person has not heard us yet.
Yeah. I hope they hear today.
And it's killing Stephanie on the inside. Yeah. So one of these days, Lila will be there. So thank you, as always, Stephanie. Appreciate it. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Not next week. Yeah, I gotta spend
and
all of my life.
And I think that might be
savings.
My birthday, so it might be 3 weeks.
Okay, we'll see. She's like, I ain't good.
Come on your birthday. We'll have champagne. Come on your birthday.
I'll be Enola.
Nice. Okay, tell Drew Brees we said hi. I'm very nervous today, and it's going to probably cause me to bite myself in my own butt. But I'm taking a big risk.
What are you nervous about?
I am nervous because I have moved my checkbook from where I normally keep it. Mm-hmm. And I never use this thing. I mean, I need to use it like once every couple of months. And I need to do something with it today. So I've moved it from its spot where I know it is. So I'm going to lose it because I always lose my checkbook. Always. Mostly because I hate it and I want it to go away. But it's that thing for me that I always lose.
Yeah.
And it's never in that place it's supposed to be. And I go and I look and I think, why did past me not put it back here? Past me knows that future me is not going to be able to find this thing if it's not in this one specific spot.
Future me is going to look right here. This is where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. And for some reason, past you always screws you over.
Oh, yeah.
With
Without
item.
A doubt.
Yeah.
Because, like, for me, it's fingernail clippers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my head, I'm like, I am going to remember where I'm using them currently because in my head, in that moment, that makes the most sense on where it should be.
Right. You have way too much faith in future Antoine as well.
No, he's an idiot. He doesn't remember anything.
No, he really doesn't. Nail clippers. That's a tough one. You don't have kids.
Yeah.
My daughter steals them all the time. I don't know where. I never know where
they are. But at least you know, like, I'll check her bedroom. For me, it could be downstairs, in the bathroom, upstairs, in my car.
In the car.
Yeah, it could be anywhere.
You want to clip your toenails while you're driving? You want to talk about distracted driving? My goodness.
Careful.
That's horrible. I tell you, I don't think I have ever seen the end of a chapstick in my entire life.
Ever?
No.
Most sane people have not.
If you get to the end, it really...
You just got to eat it.
It almost makes you want you to eat the whole tube, the plastic and everything.
The little bit that's left, just go ahead and just eat it.
It makes you feel like, wow, I use a lot of chapstick. I actually use one up. Yeah. Because in my mind, I've never used an entire thing of chapstick in my entire life. You took up all the chapstick times, it's never totaled one stick.
No.
Because I've never actually seen the bottom, so I have no concept.
So what are you doing?
I don't know. It's 52353. Just always lose something.
Yeah.
When
I always lose. I lose my water bottle, but the thing that happens is that I usually walk through the house, I'll set my water down somewhere in the house, walk back over, and there's another water bottle next to it, and I can't tell if it's the kids' water because I don't want their water.
No.
Uh-huh. So I usually have to inspect it for any kind of like little floaties, you know, because kids drink and they have like, you know, it's gross.
Little floaties. That's disgusting.
Yeah, when a five-year-old
They're just
drinks,
one floaty.
Yuck.
That's all they are is a floaty.
Yeah, just a little floaty. So I'm like, oh, gosh, I can't drink it.
Ugh, water bottles. Yeah. They are the worst. I mean, they're bad for the environment anyway. And I've kind of gone over to just having a cup of my own and refilling it. Because anytime you go on any kind of like vacation with other people or families or stuff, there's 247 water bottles all with one sip.
Yes.
And then you set your bottle down and there's always a bottle next to it and you can't tell.
Yep. And Monica has never gone on vacation with me because you know what I do with those. I put them off, fill them all back up, and I put them back
gross.
In the fridge.
Ew.
You're
that's
gross.
Wrong.
You're gross for forgetting, and you know what? Since you hate the earth, you get what you deserve. God. So there.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.